CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com. Remember, you can get hold of us all morning. You can call us anytime. It's your show. You know what to do. 0861-555-189. You can also tweet us directly from the Cliff Central app. Or if you're listening to some WeChat, you can go and use that function too. Lots and lots of people do. All pictures up in the on the screen in front of me. And then I can see that I'm not just talking into a void, which is always nice, you know? Just makes us feel a bit better on the first day of March. Lots of people already lining up messages, and lots of people very excited about Nina Hasty, who's making her triumphant entry into the news this morning. She's here to help us. Mubs is still moving house. And by the way, that means that Dumi will be handling sipping tea on her own a little bit later on. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. So let's get straight into it. Here is the news and everything you need to know to update you, make you sound smart. Right. Hello, Nina.
Hi. That's a great intro.
Isn't that beautiful?
Is that the noise that plays before white guys enter the bedroom?
trust you to take it there straight away.
I'm not gonna play around. Good morning.
Hey, how was your show on Friday?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We did two nights, Friday night, Saturday night. Jeez. Saturday night there were more people in the arena. It was at Carnival City at the Big Top. But Friday night was like, it was supernatural. It was like people were banging on the chairs.
Yes, but that's because you had it at Carnival City.
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
They can't vocalize their happiness, so they have to hit things.
Yes.
Their wives, their children.
The missing link was found in Brakpan. An entire suburb was spawned from this sort of missing chromosome.
Oh, Carnival City is a different world.
Yeah.
But you filled it up. You guys killed. It was a hell of a lineup, though.
It was unbelievable.
You know, and Celeste Ntuli and Dumi Morake.
Dumi Morake.
Anele
Mdoda.
Huge.
Like, there's this chick as well, Noko Mosuete, who's
from
Limpopo.
She's amazing.
She's hilarious. She's like this. First of all, she's funny looking as well. And she has this. She looks like a mushroom. She waddles. She's like this waddling mushroom from Limpopo who talks about cocks in Pedi. It's the most. It's like, she's phenomenal. And the second night she goes on. So now, Lola Montez had given us this, like, gift pack, right? With, like, dildos and all kinds of shit.
Yes.
And then Noku got on stage on Saturday night and was thanking the sponsors for this gift. And then she was complaining that it didn't have batteries in. And she's walking around her hotel room looking for a remote control that
she can steal the batteries
out of. Oh, it was hilarious. Yeah, no,
I'm glad it went well.
No, I was finished. It was just such a phenomenal thing seeing so many women on stage. We're funny regardless of the fact that we're women. We're just powerful comedians, and it was just
sure.
It was just such a show. Tracy Lee Oliver as well. Fuck, she's like, she was on The Voice this weekend. She's a singer. Did you watch The Voice this weekend? I didn't either because my house was struck by lightning, and I still haven't fixed my electronics. Anyway,
God hates you.
Yeah, true story. God really wants me to have a white boyfriend. Stop watching TV, Nina. Go out there on the streets and find one. So Tracy she's a singer and she does like comical songs. Like, so she'll take a song and do a parody, but she sings like a nightingale. She's unbelievable. She brought the house down on Saturday night. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her. Mm. Multi-talented as well.
Straight up. Yeah. So I've got some news for you.
Oh, okay. Well, this is, I mean,
that's kind of why I'm here.
Yeah. You're our newswoman today.
Yes. That's Nina Hasty doing the
there
news. Wow. Okay. Cool.
All right. So seriously, what is happening in the universe? What do we
okay,
need
so
to know?
Okay. So there's this group of mothers in Beverly Hills that get together and smoke weed and call themselves the moms of marijuana. This is a real story. Apparently most of these members like took up the drug for medical reasons to help them cope with the pain, because living in Beverly Hills, I'm sure, is very
painful.
It's
so hard.
Yeah. The executive director of the Moms of Marijuana, that's what they call themselves, Cheryl Schumann. I'm sure that's a made up name.
It's got to be, right?
Like, that's like Whoopi Goldberg. That's not her real name.
She doesn't want her real name to come out in case they put it on the school kind of danger list.
Yeah.
And then the other mothers will not want to go to her Tupperware party.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Stepford Wives.
Yeah, Stepford Wives. Exactly. So Cheryl Schumann hosts these dinner parties for the rest of the group where, like, the herb is the main ingredient. Yeah. And they dub them Come Dine with Cannabis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see why this is a problem. You know, people get such issues about weed, and I've said it 100 times. I don't know what your position is. We should let people grow this. There are little subsistence farmers in the Eastern Cape and in KZN who could make enough money to feed their families and live out of poverty with this weed that they could sell. Why don't we allow them to?
I think that it's a sham. I think that people must grow up and that weed is a depressant, and these people need to, like, do yoga.
Really?
And, like, grow the fuck up. Yeah.
So you're who knew this? You're an arch conservative when it comes to weed.
Yes, absolutely.
Just,
I mean,
ban it.
Yeah, no.
Ban it.
Ban them.
I never
ban
thought
these I'd moms of, because everyone is like, oh, Nina's so wild, and you know, because I swear, because I say fuck a lot, it means that I smoke marijuana. Mm. Not the truth.
Not true.
Not true at all. I'm all about healthy living. I mean, that the most exciting thing I do is have a cup of coffee every now and again, and then I like beat myself up.
You feel
about
bad
it.
About that?
Yeah, totally. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I've triggered my adrenal glands. But
shouldn't all these people are so tense and uptight? If they just smoked weed, wouldn't they calm down?
Yeah, if they also went for a run around the block and just like face themselves, you know, then no, like this chick says that it makes her calm and makes her more rational. I have family members who use oils. Marijuana oils. They call it their oils. If I don't have my oil, you know that shit's gonna go down. You know, because like they have like aggression issues or whatever. It's obviously genetic, but I don't know. I think it's a giant cop out. I think that like people really need to just face themselves and stop trying to like alternate their moods via like other substances. Yeah. Yeah, it's bullshit. She says sipping on her cup of coffee. You know.
Yeah. But listen, there are substances and there are substances. I would not be. I don't think it would be a major problem for the world if more and more people smoke.
Maybe
weed.
It works,
especially
for people
who are just unhappy. They don't get a pickup. Their stuff and go for a run. You forget about it.
Really?
Much easier to light up.
Yeah, fair enough.
If it calms everybody down, good for everyone. We're a very tense bunch of people right now.
Do you think that South Africa needs medicinal marijuana?
Yeah, I think South Africa needs kind of whatever we can get our hands on right now.
Medicinal crack. Available at your local Dis-Chem.
Sell crack pipes to anyone who looks just a little bit down. Hello, Mrs. Weinstein. Would you like a crack pipe? Oh, I don't mind if I do. Good. Go home and enjoy.
Victoria East housewife.
Yeah. Go home and suck on that.
I like that.
You
That's
see,
great.
But on the note of marijuana, did you guys hear about the 8-year-old snitch?
What?
What?
The 8-year-old snitch.
All 8-year-olds are snitches.
This guy lives in Vermont. He's a second grade student. And he was going around school talking about how he's helping his mother's boyfriend grow the special medicine that can basically cure anything. And so, like, the teacher started raising an eyebrow at this. They contacted, like, the police. And so the police basically got to discover that this 8-year-old was helping his mother's boyfriend grow weed.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you don't tell an 8-year-old what's... I mean, you just say to them, the herbs for the food.
So you lie to your
children.
He was proud
of it.
Yeah, you've got to lie to your children. Come on. You really have to tell your children everything.
I have family friends who, like, the whole Father Christmas story, they're like, no, we don't lie to our children. Uh-oh. Don't tell them those lies. That's not how we do things in this household. I'm just like, I don't know. Lie to your kids about something.
Some stuff you want them to... most parents lie to their kids about religion and they don't feel bad about that.
Wow.
You know, why would you feel bad about Father Christmas? Or you don't have to tell them about the weed. They'll figure that out sooner or later.
Well, this guy should have covered his tracks much better because he's, it's one thing to grow like a little patch in your garden.
He had a whole farm.
He was growing 2 rooms in the apartment.
Wow.
No, well, that, full, you know what? The kid did the right thing.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
This kid helped.
All he wanted to do was play Lego and there was just no space. So he bust his folks.
Well, you mentioned going to Beverly Hills, but we've got Warren Holstein on the line. He's from New York City. Hey, Warren, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Cool. I see your friend Trump is in the news.
Oh, my God.
Again.
We're on the verge of a fascist takeover here.
Isn't it Super Tuesday?
His slogan should be, make America white again.
Warren, is this Super Tuesday today?
Yeah, it's Super Tuesday, and it looks like they're going to nominate Lex Luthor.
That's funny.
What's happening there? What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you've... if you've heard about the KKK and David Duke. I don't know if you know who David Duke is. He's a former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, so all around nice guy, huh?
Yeah, small fellow.
Now, let me just be...
Let me understand.
Donald Trump was asked about whether or not he would... Because the KKK said that all their members should vote for Donald Trump.
Correct.
And he was given...
He has a lot of endorsements from white supremacists.
Right. And then he was asked about this on CNN. And he said, look, he doesn't know who David Duke is, and he needs to do some research. But he certainly did not say, I do not want these racists voting for me. Is that right?
He didn't say anything. Three times he didn't say anything. Although in the past, he actually had... He had called David. He knew who David Duke was because in the past, when he was more liberal, he had denounced David Duke as a Nazi. But this time, he was kind of quiet about it because I think that's his base right now. And this morning, he just said that. Although after 24 hours of tweeting, he had no comment. And this morning, he said actually he had a problem with his earpiece. And he didn't hear it that well. He might as well have just said that he thought the Grand Wizard was Harry Potter, you know?
That is funny.
This guy, he might actually end up winning the Republican Super Tuesday, right?
It's frightening, man. It's right. Like, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is racist, but he's now demanding that a wall get built between Rick and Michonne on The Walking Dead.
Oh, that was quite something in that episode. Yeah. All right. Now, listen, this Super Tuesday, for people who don't know how American politics works, this is where most of the states get involved and they sort out their own primary candidates. And
it's 13 states.
Right. And we've got Hillary and Bernie who are going head to head on the Democrat side. And on the Republican side, it's really down to Donald Trump, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, right?
Well, it's those are the guys. But what's fucking it up for everyone else is that Donald Trump is not getting more than 30%. But you have people like Kasich and Ben Carson that are staying in.
Yeah.
And they're taking away from what – so you wouldn't have this this fucking world wrestling entertainment guy in charge. I mean, Ben Carson, he has no chance. Every time Ben Carson speaks, it's like pigeons are dying midair and plummeting to the ground.
He's very low energy.
Very low energy.
I mean, he's completely ridiculous. Did you watch the last debate? He's a Christian doctor, and he's saying that healthcare is not a right.
Yeah.
What?
No, he's mad. He's completely mad. But these Republicans have talked themselves into a corner because on one hand, they believe in less government. They believe in less spending by government. They believe in keeping the military well-oiled, which already is a contradiction in terms. But they then have this weird constituency of ultra-conservative, right-wing Christians who they have to keep trying to appease if they want to win the Republican candidacy.
Well, those are their soldiers. How do you get people to vote against your interests? They pander to these people, and then what would usually happen is you go into the general election, all the shit you said in the primaries you ignore, and you go on. But what Trump did is he's like, hey, I could just – that's all I'm going to do is say this like racist, extremist shit. And we'll see if it works. And he has no policies. I mean, they asked him what he's going to replace healthcare with, and he said something better. What is that something better? Nuclear annihilation?
Culling.
Now, I mean, I've got some sensible friends who live in America. Some of them live in Texas, so they're below the Mason-Dixon line. But some of these friends of mine are sensible people. I wouldn't think they were stupid. There's definitely no kind of mental illness or anything going on there. They reckon Trump could make a fantastic president. Are these people insane?
I think you need to find new friends.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to consider this.
Did you? I don't know how much you guys get over there. Yesterday he retweeted Mussolini.
Wow,
Jesus. Man, that's pretty hectic. I didn't even know Mussolini had a Twitter account.
And they said, do you know that quote was actually from Mussolini? And he said, it doesn't matter who said it. It was a great quote. Like, what's next? Is he going to have a couple of amusing anecdotes from Mein Kampf?
Hey, listen, what happened with the Oscars? Because I don't know about you, but politics, we're going to have lots to talk about for the rest of this goddamn year. I figured out that the elections are only in November. Mm-hmm. But the Oscars...
Well, the Oscars were whiter than a Donald Trump rally, actually.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Damn right.
Better dressed, though.
And Chris Rock was I thought he did a pretty good job as host.
Yeah, I thought he kicked ass, man. Mm. I mean, it was a pretty tough position to be put in. I mean, you know, it's not... I'm not saying the Academy's racist, but it's kind of weird that the only nomination for the movie Creed wasn't for the guy who played Creed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
They didn't go with the young black guy. They went with the old white mannequin. Yeah. Have you seen Sylvester Stallone? He's like more plastic than a Kardashian.
And that's saying something. All right. Besides the Oscars, besides American politics at the moment, I mean, what else are we worried about right now? What else is everybody talking about?
In America, I mean, honestly, like we are just completely preoccupied with what's going on. I mean, this is nothing like this has ever happened before. This could be the complete, decimation of the Republican Party. People are freaking out. Mitch McConnell, one of the leaders in Congress, is advocating that if Trump gets elected, for senators to run negative campaigns against Donald Trump, against their own nominee.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Well, listen, you keep us updated. We'll check in with you again. Thank you, Warren.
Sure. Thanks.
Cool, man. There we go. Warren Holstein out of New York. He's our guy when it comes to figuring out what the hell's going on in American politics. It sounds insane, right?
It's crazy. I feel like we need a tutorial.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to know?
Maybe I can help. I don't even know what Republican means and what Democrats mean.
Like, more or less, there used to be... It used to be that there were... It was based on the English system of Whigs and Tories.
Okay.
So you just had two parties, and the one side was liberal and the other side was conservative.
Okay.
And that's kind of how it started. But remember, the Republicans are the party that freed the slaves.
Oh, wow.
Under Lincoln.
Okay.
And they used to be a lot more liberal. And the Republicans were also the ones who in the Civil War said, we're staying in the Union.
Okay.
North.
Okay.
And the Democrats said,
we're
going to get out the Union.
Okay.
Confederates, right?
Right.
That's
okay.
The Democrats. But it's all swung round.
It's crazy.
In the last couple of years, let me go through it quickly. So Kennedy was a Democrat.
Okay.
That was 1963.
How do you know this?
Then Johnson.
Yeah.
Johnson was a Democrat.
What is his first name?
Lyndon Baines Johnson. Okay. Then Johnson's a Democrat. Then after Johnson, you get Nixon, who's a Republican.
Okay.
And Nixon kind of changed the whole thing because he made being a Republican about certain kind of...
Like a value system.
Yeah, and it was more... He split America down the middle in order to win elections.
Okay.
He basically figured out divide and rule
yes.
in America. So then Nixon comes along. After Nixon, you have Watergate, so that was all very embarrassing.
Mm.
And Ford comes in.
Mm.
So, yeah, Ford. Yeah, it was. So Nixon gets replaced by Ford, who then obviously, forgives him, gives him a presidential pardon. And that's the last Republican. Then Jimmy Carter comes in,
right.
who's this cherry farmer or whatever the hell he was. People aren't hugely impressed with him. And then they go back to the Republicans after that with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, followed by George H.W. Bush, also a Republican. George H.W. Bush replaced by Clinton,
right.
who's a Democrat.
Right.
Now, suddenly, the Democrats are starting to... They're the more left-leaning or at least more moderate of the two parties. And the Republicans have gone to the far right. Because under the next guy, George W. Bush,
right.
a guy called Karl Rove, who's his advisor on elections and kind of spinning and all that kind of thing. He's the guy who makes being a Republican about being big on guns, being big on Jesus, being big on states' rights. Tightening up the budget, spending less, don't help the poor, that kind of just nasty, current right-wing politics.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the Democrats obviously became the party that was more about welfare and more about kind of keeping big corporations under control, all in inverted commas, because
right.
more or less the same on either side. And that's where we're at the moment. So if you're a Democrat right now, you probably believe in liberties and freedoms and in... Poor people being given assistance where they can, universal health care and that kind of thing. You're probably a little less keen to have as many guns in society as the Republicans are. But if you're anyway right wing, you're voting Republican, and the whole thing has started to mean extremes. It's no longer this moderate, sensible middle position.
I saw a thing on the news about some chick yesterday who was so traumatized after she shot and killed a smash and grab robber. And
what, here in South Africa?
Here in South Africa.
Sheesh.
In like Brackenfell or something. And
that's a tough neighborhood then.
Yeah. So she no, but the article
she
was
shot
about
the guy
how
who was...
she is so traumatized after she shot this guy.
Well,
I wouldn't carry a gun. I would definitely shoot people.
Would you?
Absolutely.
I have a gun. I just don't carry it around with me.
I wouldn't carry a gun. I've got such a bad temper. I lived on the corner of Witkoppen and another road at one point, and the traffic was so intense. And I actually heard gunshots one morning.
Wow.
Of people that were like in traffic, and some guy got out of his car and shot another guy. And I was just kind of like, I can relate to that. I know that's a terrible thing to say. I mean, but. If
you'd go postal.
Absolutely. Sure. I think it's the Serbian genetic thing. It's a predisposition. Yeah, everyone in my family was packing heat back in the day.
You Serbs, didn't you go and kill your brothers just because they weren't the same kind of...
No, that was the Turks. The Turks did that. They're like...
if it isn't the Turks, it's the
Albanians.
Croatians.
The Albanians. It was their fault.
It was nothing to do with it. Sure.
All
right. It's all very easy in that part of the world. Nina Hastie's here, by the way, if you're confused as to what the hell's going on. She's helping us out with the news. What else is happening?
Okay, cool. So this is ridiculous. Okay, so killer Asian hornets are heading towards the UK, right? Listen to this. How racist. Okay, killer Asian hornets, okay, they have to be Asian, are heading towards the UK as experts warn they could kill hundreds of native bees. What are native UK bees? Do they drink tea in the afternoon? And they're like, where's my croissant?
Gin and tonics sit next to the hive.
Yeah, cucumber sandwiches. And then these Asian hornets.
We come to kill you.
Who are these ruffians?
We come to sting the fuck out of you.
So now the Asian insects kill honeybees and feed them to their young, as experts warn they could cross the channel. Experts have warned that the killer hornets are on their way to Britain as the predatory insect threatens to wipe out Britain's bees. Do you know that these hornets can kill up to 50 bees a day to
that's
feed their
vicious.
Larvae?
That's vicious. That's pretty...
This immigration is getting out of hand now. David Cameron's got his hands full here.
Okay, well,
like Boris Johnson said, we've got to leave the EU. So I'd accept these refugees will kill us. And they clearly are.
Well, at least we're not talking about fucking pigs anymore. So
listen, yeah. I got a problem though with these. Apparently, bees are seriously in trouble.
No, it's apparently it really affects. Like, okay, so like wildlife experts are really worried because bees that like the this. There's a knock-on effect of, like, bees dying. So it affects our entire ecosystem.
Sure,
completely.
But now, this is... So apparently, that's where these guys came from. The insects first came to France 12 years ago, stowed away in pottery cargo. Now, I just want to talk about that for a fucking minute, okay? Hobbies are dangerous. I've seen my mother go through pewter, okay, beading, paper mache, like all of these... pottery. See how fucking dangerous pottery is. Like, housewives and their fucking hobbies are now causing global warming. That's exactly, I mean, if you track it back, that's exactly what's fucking happening here.
Some lady sitting there with her crocheting needle.
Yes.
And God knows what kind of
absolutely
trauma she's going to cause the world when it all explodes.
It's the butterfly effect. Stop with the fucking hobbies.
Yeah.
Go for a run or smoke some marijuana.
Some widow watched the Patrick Swayze pottery scene from Ghost. Now this killer hornet.
Exactly. See now.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Look, this bee thing, though, worries me because I've heard that it's not just about the production of honey, as Ben says and as you said. It's a knock-on effect to the whole environment.
Mm.
And without bees, and you take out one chain in this food pyramid, and everything falls to pieces.
Mm.
If you take away bees, you take away vultures, we are completely fucked.
Really?
Yeah. Vultures are like the most important thing in the wild. Bees are the most important thing in the semi-urban world.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why Nicki Minaj's song Bees in the Trap is so important?
Yep.
Bees in the Trap. Bees in the Trap. I knew. she's Delphic, woman.
She's amazing.
She's an oracle.
She really is smart. Hey, speaking of music and how it's all deteriorated, listen to this guy. He's some angry dude, and I found him on YouTube. But he every couple of days, he posts some rant okay. about something that's driving him mad. Listen right. to this.
Popular music is dumber, duller, and more homogenized than ever before. This isn't a matter of taste or subjective opinion. It's an objectively provable fact. A 10-year analysis of songs that spent 3 weeks or more at number one on the Billboard charts found that song lyrics are getting measurably less intelligent. Chart toppers in 2006 read at a third to fourth grade level. 10 years later, the intelligence of song lyrics has dropped by an entire grade. The way this trend's going, in a few years, song lyrics won't even be a challenge for 7-year-olds to understand. The study found that Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, Kesha, and Maroon 5 song lyrics are particularly stupid. Researchers in Spain, who used a huge archive known as the Million Song Dataset, also found that pop music has become blander. Studying pop songs from 1955 to 2010, the team discovered that the diversity of transitions between notes, chords, melodies, and other sounds has diminished over the last 50 years.
How's
a Spanish
that?
Study also found that producers are baking volume into songs at the production stage, making them artificially louder. This overcompression has the effect of sucking all the dynamics out of a song. Everything is beginning to sound the same.
I love this guy because he sounds so... He's so goddamn
There's
angry.
There's vehemence
you know?
Yeah. in his, yeah, yeah, yeah. like, tone.
But I love the way he does his research.
Yeah,
so
totally.
You want to hear more?
Yes.
Right.
Individuality is being drowned out. In fact, pop music is now so devoid of originality that producers are using computer algorithms to determine which track will be commercially successful.
Wow, I think you could actually use that in a house track, like, yeah, as a sample.
In, yeah.
You'd be like, individuality is being compressed, or whatever. I can't do that.
You know, individuality is being compressed.
Boom, 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 boom.
Forced out of popular music.
And then ordering their manufactured sock puppet artist to record it.
I think pop has made itself completely irrelevant as an aesthetic form. It's like looking into a hall of mirrors where all you see is the reflection of other mirrors.
Wow.
There is so much shameless just adaptation of other people's style that it's almost impossible to tell one person apart from another. Individuality has been erased and wiped away.
So why is popular music becoming dumber, blander, and more homogenized? A primary reason is that many of the artists you hear are having their records written and produced by the exact same people. So because in many cases...
And this is true, by the way.
Mm.
There are a bunch of Norwegians in particular,
mm.
Max Martin and company,
yeah.
who
mm.
they write everything. Taylor Swift songs, Maroon 5 songs,
Katy Perry
songs, Rihanna's songs. They're all written by the same people.
Mm. I spoke to a friend of mine. We went for breakfast this weekend. Taylor, I don't know if you know Taylor, the musician. Anyway, so she does sort of this adult contemporary stuff, like really cool, like... She almost sounds like Florence in the Machine.
Oh,
Florence,
okay, wow.
Like, Florence
right.
Welch. She's got this like very powerful female vocal. She just came back from Texas and she was telling me she was working with like the guy that played guitars on Katy Perry's album and the guy that did the drums. But that's how it kind of works. It's like this big melting pot. You go into the machine.
Yeah.
And then,
and it turns
like,
out ready
it,
to
it
make
turns
hits.
Out hits.
Yeah.
And this guy, I mean, he knows the bass line to any popular song. You work with that guy, he's a bass line specialist. That the machine is so big that you can specialize yeah. in something so specific that
but,
part
but
of
they
the pop
say,
machine.
They say Katy Perry in particular is a completely artificial artist.
Mm.
She basically walks in and she does what they tell her to do.
Mm.
And she makes tons of money out of it. So who wouldn't? I mean, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Did you hear the guide track for Rihanna and Drake's Work? There's this new song. Work, 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 work.
I know.
Yeah. Me, work, work. And yeah. so I heard the guide track that was released and it just goes like this. Work, 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 work. Mm. It's exactly the
yeah.
same. It's just she takes a song that's like a suggestion and there's no sort of extra work that's done for
no.
it. I mean,
even her biggest hit to date, which is Diamond, right? Diamonds
yeah.
in the Sky.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Now that was written by Sia.
Really?
And she sings it way better than Rihanna does.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if that's why I'm like, Anela and I were discussing this. We are big Beyonce fans.
Mm,
like,
cause
Beyonce.
She's the biggest Beyonce
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, she's
there
the queen of the Beehive.
Sure.
Like, and like, it's just a proper, she's an artist. She really is. I mean, she's got the vocal range of, oh, that's another thing that I read recently. You know who's got the largest vocal range ever recorded at Carnegie Hall?
Who?
Like, take a wild guess.
I think Mariah we did. Didn't Carey? We do this a while ago? I think we looked at this.
It's someone completely unsuspecting.
Celine Dion.
No.
Damn it.
Not Mariah.
No. You'd think it would be Mariah.
Oprah. She was in there 1 week and she was just shouting.
Like,
and then,
you've,
wow,
got, you've got a note and you've got
yeah,
a note.
Yeah, yeah.
And
right.
Axl Rose.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. I actually remember something like that.
Yeah. It's a true story. Okay, so I want
to
talk...
Before you move on, yeah. I want you to hear this, for example, because okay. This is the only part of this whole thing that I actually wanted to play you. He finds a clip of Kanye West singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, my God.
Where Kanye... You could see him in the video clip. He pulls out his earpiece because he can't sing in key. And when you do a live performance, you can't auto-tune it.
Right.
Right? Live performance is live performance. You listen to this, how off-key this is. Freddie Mercury has just... spat out all the cocks. He's so unhappy. Listen to this quickly, all right? Here it is. Just listen
to
this.
To hide the fact that you have zero talent.
This is kind of...
I just killed a man.
Ugh.
Put my gun up to his head. Pulled a trigger, now he's dead.
Now, you know, when the crowd are in key more than you are...
Yeah, that's a problem.
You're in big trouble.
Kanye, near Kanye.
This is bad.
I just killed a man.
Oh.
Put my gun up to his head. Pulled a trigger, now he's dead. Mama. Like that.
Okay.
Songs are...
All right.
I have a problem because I love Kanye West. Okay? And then he does shit like this. And then it's
embarrasses
like...
you.
It does embarrass me because I'm out there like waving the Kanye flag. You know, I'm like, I'm vouching for you. And now it's like finding out that Father Christmas doesn't exist. That's how I feel about Kanye West at the moment. I'm like, I'm in such a quandary as to, because I love popular music. I love popular culture. I love the urban culture movement. And mm-hmm. now like the stalwarts of this industry are pissing me off because they're
embarrassing you.
Yes. Stop it.
Listen
Kanye.
To this. Here's Kanye's next big hit.
Was he in The Revenant as well?
I think that's a real win right there.
But you guys, how is Kanye West to be blamed when Mary J. Blige does this? At Mary J's concerts, she never sings. She'll get the audience to complete and she never sounds.
I was there. I saw her live now recently. She was amazing.
I don't mind Mary J Blige. I think she's a real singer.
Mary J Blige made up words in her songs.
So did Lebo Matosa.
She's probably high. Do you know who is coming to this country?
Who?
And I remember interviewing her a couple of years ago. And I cut her off because she was so high. And
really?
So difficult to interview. It was impossible to
Please
get anything on it.
Like a classical
Randy
artist.
Crawford.
Oh, wow.
Randy. Now, she's an institution. People
right.
love Randy Crawford. You know, one day I'll fly away.
Oh, cute.
Leave all
Are
this
you singing?
Till yesterday. You know, that whole thing. And then she does Almaz and there are a whole bunch of other songs. She's a great singer.
Yes.
Anyway, I interviewed this woman. Must have been 10 years ago.
Mm.
She was out of her mind high. I would ask her a question and there'd just be silence and then she'd go,
oh my God.
So eventually after about 3 attempts at a really simple question, I just said, you know what, Randy, we got to go. I can't interview you any further. I think you're high. I put down the phone.
Wow.
I cut Randy Crawford off.
That's something to put on your CV.
I would have
coming
post,
to South Africa
hosts
again.
Hosts breakfast radio on his own station. Once cut Randy Crawford off.
Damn
like
right.
Okay,
wait. Before you move on, there's calls and there's messages. Graham says he's loving having Nina on this morning. That's
Thanks,
nice.
Graham.
And Sean is on the line. What do you want, Sean?
Good morning.
Morning, dude.
Morning. I want to tell you about my fucking horrible scene that I walked into this morning.
What's that?
So on my way to work, I stopped at the service station, get a coffee and whatnot, and I quickly want to run to the loo. As I get to the loo, I open the door, and I kid you not, someone had shat all over the floor, on the side of the toilet, he cleaned himself, it looks like it, in the basin, because there's shit in the basin. So it was unreal. I don't understand how someone could do this. I walked outside and I asked the guy behind the store. I said to him, you know, what happened to you? He said, no, there was a oak that walked in. He didn't see him. But apparently, he'd already at that time, because the guys outside saw him, shat his pants. He drives a white polo. So for the football in Port Elizabeth... He drives a white polo. So for the football in Port Elizabeth that thought that he could go do that at the service station and just leave without saying anything, they're going to find you, buddy, and you're going to have to go clean up your own cuck. That's horrible. Wow. Anyway.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever... Yep. Have you ever had, like, explosive diarrhea and not been able to aim it in the bowl?
Can't believe we're talking about this.
No.
I mean, you always... I've never even sprayed higher than... Yeah. You know there's the rim from where the water comes down? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
I've never sprayed higher than that line.
Really?
Ever.
What do you have, super bowels?
No. You just point your asshole in the right direction. This is not complicated.
How
do people shit all over a bathroom? How does that happen?
You don't eat a lot of curry, do you?
No. Hang on. Dude, this mess that you've just explained now, this whole disgraceful thing that you saw this morning, Sean, and it must have smelt ungodly, right?
No, it's just unreal. And now those poor people have to go clean it. I mean, that's what customers
think. This is it. This is what I don't understand. And I once walked into a shopping mall and I saw a similar thing. Here's what I don't get. The person who's just done that, do they think that that's just going to stay that way? Some poor woman or man whose job is already horrible enough, they're on a minimum wage, has to come in there and clean up your disgraceful human excrement. I mean, I would be so humiliated. I would take off my underpants and use it as a cloth and clean up everything. There's not a chance in hell you would find a single scintilla of evidence that I'd been there.
Scintilla.
Gareth, can I tell you a funny story quickly? I was when I was in the military, I was a sergeant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my troops, I explained it to them very nicely that the toilets must always be clean. I don't want to find a crocodile, a floater, or whatnot. Because if I do, we're going to have a funeral. These guys didn't know what a funeral was, and so did my sergeant major also not know what a funeral was. So the one morning I get to the bungalows, I go through the toilets for inspection, and truth God, here's a floater, but a proper one. You know, it's got a curve, the whole thing, it's a proper crocodile. Anyway, so I line the oath up with the very last one standing with a dustbin cover in his hand. Yes. With the dustbin next to him. So what they have to do is we're going to bury this crocodile now because it's dead. So the first one has to take it out with his hand, and then they pass it along. And the oaks really cry, you know, when they pass it along. The last one obviously puts it in the lid and then puts it in the dustbin. So needless to say, there was a lot of vomiting going on and a lot, but I warned them prior to see that. And as I look down, I see my sergeant major standing at the bottom of the bungalows just laughing away. And I thought, well, that's, you know, he's probably finding this funny. It's not funny to me because I warned them about this. And
well,
I go down.
It sounds like you've devised the best punishment.
Here's the thing. And he says to me, you know, he's always wanted to see what the funeral, he hears me talking about this funeral, now he knows. I said, oh, yeah, but, you know, it's really not a nice thing. I said to him, because I warned these guys that they shouldn't leave a floater or a crocodile in the toilet bowl. He says, oh, no, it wasn't them, it was me. I just wanted to see what the funeral was like.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
All right. You're horrible. You're a horrible human being. That is easily the most revolting story we've heard so far today. Isn't
it
disgusting?
So much shit. Like, I mean, gross.
It's outrageous, right?
The thought of grown men in a line passing a turd. Oh, wow. That will live with everyone forever who was involved with that.
No, stop it. Stop it, Gareth. This man. I'm all for talking about sex on radio, but shit. No, it's not my vibe.
You don't like that, huh?
No, no.
It upsets you.
It doesn't upset me. It's just, the thing is, I had a really bad, I had Shigella dysentery when I was 10 years old.
What is that?
It's like this very rare salmonella like strain, and I was in an isolation ward for 2 weeks, and people had to come and visit me with like masks on, and I nearly died, and like I had to like
what
use a potty.
What happens? Do you just shit out your insides?
Literally, I mean, so I was like passing blood. My intestines were bleeding, and it was like really hectic. So anytime anyone talks about that, I'm like, you guys have no idea what it's like to shit yourself.
What is it called?
Shigella dysentery. It was like people died from it. It was like you know, like the Black Plague, the dysentery. Like it was, I don't know how that happened in the 90s in Pretoria, but it was like, you know, like in the 1800s,
what,
it was quite
what
a big
thing. What were you
thing.
Eating? Where were you?
Chinese
where'd you
food.
Been?
Oh, goodness.
Your parents raise you like a wolf as well? I mean, what the
Our
hell?
My parents are quite civilized, I must say. Like, can we stop talking about shit? Yeah.
Did your bowels ever recover, or do you still have problems?
I don't know. I'm okay, but I'm okay now. But I'm quite sensitive. I try not to do too much curry.
Nina, I wanted to ask you a question. You work very close with Duncan.
Yes.
Now, about 3 minutes ago, a phone call came through. Man, very deep voice.
Yeah.
Says, Duncan, I'm at Checkers now. What do I need to withdraw the money? I need to know now.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'm not Duncan. I don't know. He's like, I need to know now.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some skulduggery going on there.
What happens in this place?
It's like lunatic asylum.
I don't know. Maybe he's actually phoning from the Uzi shop, asking Duncan what
Uzi
what
shop.
Uzi. No, because Duncan only wears Uzi clothing,
right.
Which is like only like gangsters from Marabastat wear Uzi, and it's not a real thing. It's 2016. Stop wearing Uzi. So maybe it's the guy going, I don't know if he should get the matching pants or the matching shirts. Going, what must I buy now?
All right, I hate to draw this to a close, this very interesting discussion about Duncan. Why don't we ask him when he comes in?
Awesome.
Kanye West, you mentioned Kanye and what a hero he is. Apparently, this is one of the most embarrassing and awkward things you'll ever hear. Kanye gets asked to freestyle on a show called Sway in the Morning, and listen to what happens. All right. This is Kanye now. He's supposed to do freestyle.
Hey, man, can you do a rap for us? Can you rap for us, bro? Can I get a verse?
I ain't got no new verse.
You ain't got a new verse?
I ain't got no new
man,
verse.
Man, last time we talked, you came off the top of the head.
Come on. Come on, Kanye.
Let's take it back to the basics, man.
Mm-hmm. Guys,
okay. All right, let's do it. Fuck it. Kanye West, Sway in the Morning, Shade 4-5.
Right.
Wonder what you got.
Come on, you could even do this.
I've
heard you rap.
Yeah.
Is Eurobeat?
You don't want that one?
Da, 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 da.
You be the last person to pick a beat, man.
This is Nine Inch Nails.
It is.
You be
the last. Like an animal.
Yeah.
I wanna fuck you like an animal.
Okay.
Come on, Kanye.
Since
let's go.
That a little.
We're still waiting for Kanye to do something.
I like Nine Inch Nails, though.
Yeah. He's sitting there. Wait.
Nothing.
Just getting
home. So what you
talk about? What you talking about, man?
I just put
why
it in rap
talk
form.
About his wife's
talk
ass
about
or
what
something?
You talk about. Talk about them names, these corporations, this marginalization.
I can make shit rhyme. I can make shit rhyme if I'm feel like, even if I don't. So I just might not. Cause I don't want, and I'm just gonna freestyle for the first time with a freestyle that don't even go together. Oh,
that is horrendous.
Why are you doing this to me?
Wow.
It's basically telling me that Father Christmas doesn't exist. That is what you're doing. You are killing me. This
Kim
is
Kardashian has sucked the brains out of Kanye West. It's
hilarious.
Finished.
Hilarious. Strain.
Hilarious.
It's the strain.
Wow. Fuck, right. Man.
I'm sorry, I had to play it for you. Someone sent it to us. That was Aaron. Thank you, Aaron.
Fuck you, Aaron.
You've ruined Nina's life.
Yeah.
I think Nina needs to become a permanent fixture of the show, says Cab. And Michelle says there's a province in Japan that has no more bees. The citizens are manually pollinating the cherry trees. It's a huge problem.
Really?
Can you imagine how boring it is to manually pollinate cherry trees.
I think it's hilarious,
trees.
Like a bunch of Asian people walking around with pollen. Okay. Do they like wax on, wax off?
We're talking cherry tree, huh?
No, that's like their Tai Chi in the morning. Dun, 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 dun. And now, 5, 6, 7, 8, are we going to go with the right hand? Shoo!
What else
okay,
is in the news?
Okay, left hand, everybody else. Okay, scientists develop matrix-style technique. Listen to this shit, okay? So, scientists have developed a matrix-style technique of feeding information directly into your brain.
I like it.
Doom. Okay, so they amplify the learning in a way that almost mimics the method used in the Matrix. You know, like when he uploads like kung fu.
And suddenly he knows
learn how to fly a helicopter.
But like, I imagine how great that would be for languages.
Well, funny you should mention that. I'm taking Zulu lessons. I go to night school.
Good.
And, yeah. So
that's impressive.
At Wits Language School.
This is one way to defeat your huge white privilege.
Absolutely.
You've got a massive chip on your shoulder.
I have a massive chip on my shoulder. Kulabuse ate it though. on Tuesdays and Thursday nights, I go do my little, my Zulu lessons. It's so funny. I've never seen so many white people in a room before. But I've discovered from a friend of mine who's a linguist, there's an app called Anki online. And what it does is it uses an algorithm to help you memorize things. And it's particularly good for languages. That's aside from this point.
Really?
So, yeah. So I'll teach you about
that. How's your Zulu coming along?
It's okay. Igamalamingunina. Isibongo sami ngu hasty.
Yes.
Ngubani isibongo sako. What is your surname?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
And then he ruins it by saying Sangweni Finn. And you go, And you go, Angas.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, yesterday Ben and I decided, like, he looked upon me, down upon me, and he thinks, like, I'm not worldly enough.
Right.
So when did. No.
Let me explain
first. Start at least a half-truths here.
Mm-hmm. Let me explain first, then you can come in with your own viewpoint, Ben. So we decided every single day I'll give him a Zulu phrase, which he actually writes down in his diary so that, you know, he can go home and practice. Mm-hmm. In return, that he gets to teach me something about the world.
Okay.
I said general knowledge, but carry on, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what is your piece of general knowledge yesterday?
So patronizing, this whole interaction. But anyway, I'm just saying.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
Well, I can't speak Zulu, and Sia and Kat need to know, like, a few other things, like leap years, the fact that an extra day will come with it. No, it's just small things that we help each other out with.
Really?
We're a big team here, Nina.
Yes, it's been. Anyway, alright, so I'm gonna leave this here. It's incredibly patronizing what's happening here. Don't worry, the white man will teach you of the world. the natives exchange me with language. Don't worry, here are some shirts. I don't know. This is like a scene out of the fucking Revenant. I don't know. Calm down, white man.
Yeah, because that's what it really is.
Experts working at the HRL. Ugu chaka, ugu, ugu, ugu chaka. I teach you the way of the leap year. Ben, I love you,
man. You're primitive. You've been using the sun and moon for. we bring you iPhone.
Oh shit!
I actually need to pee. I need to pee.
I'm finished. Because just go back to this matrix learning thing. Because I think this can be quite effective in the world, Ben. And maybe we can use this instead of the Ben system of exchange. experts working at the HRL Information and System Sciences Laboratory. That's what it's called in California. Okay, they've been doing the same thing like in the Matrix, but like basically they study the electric signals in the brain, okay, of a trained pilot, an actual pilot, not a monkey pilot, a real human pilot. And they feed the data into an unskilled person through an electric scalp cap. Can you believe that?
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. So and then novices who hadn't flown a plane or anything at all were able to learn the task 33% better than the placebo group.
Let us immediately all buy these skull caps.
I want a skull cap that makes me learn kung fu and Zulu.
Maybe that's what the Pope's got under that little doily of his.
He's being fed by the aliens.
maybe that's how they control the Pope. Ben, there's someone on the line who wants to take you on about your patronizing attitude. Do you want to talk to them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Do you want to speak to Ben? Go ahead. You can speak right to Ben.
Fuck you. I don't want to listen to a loser. Shut the fuck up. I hate you, fucking cocksucking bitch.
Anything you want to say to that, Ben?
No, guys.
Are you sure?
I'm feeling hell around junkies and people shitting and pissing and throwing up on the floor, smoking crack and cigarette in my hallway, and they're coming in my house.
All right. We got to go, honey. Thank you very much.
Who listens to the show, Gareth? Who listens to the show? Why can't they speak English? Why can't they string a sentence together?
Don't you be patronizing now.
Sorry, it's contagious.
Yeah. Articulate people are necessarily smart people, all right? Yonda Ndigi says, my mind and body are in a frenzy. Hearing Nina's voice so early in the morning is like waking up with the world's best hard-on and getting blowjobbed without even asking.
Blowjobbed.
Yeah, that's Yonda. There you go. Not nice.
They said the brains I had went to my head.
What is that from?
Oasis. Wonderwall.
Yeah, that's a good. Sunshine's in bloom. Stand beside the fireplace.
Take that look from off your face.
You ain't ever gonna
get my heart out.
And so Sally can wait. I love that song. Hey, we can't help it that we're 90s kids.
Yeah.
But so you guys have both lost your black cards now.
I was still white in the 90s. Calm down, okay? Oh,
yeah, she was very white then.
Yeah, I only became black after the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That was my turning point.
That's when you got woke.
Yeah, I got woke in like 1999.
By the way, we're getting some criticism about all our comments about Donald Trump. Jonathan Witt says, good summary, but you seriously need to get someone to comment who isn't a staunch Democrat.
No, fair
that's
enough.
That's a fair point. Roman says, Republicans today have just had bad PR and bad candidates. True constitutional Republicans don't exist anymore other than Rand Paul, and nobody votes for him. That's true.
Now, you see, these two, I don't think, are the correct people to ask. No, well, they just broke things down for me last week.
Yeah.
They said Beyoncé is probably Republican.
She would be because she's rich. Republicans believe in not raising taxes. Yeah. You'd be surprised. I think Oprah votes Republican every time, too.
But
even though she secretly, helped Obama.
Yeah.
Well, not so secretly helped Obama. I think she votes Republican. You see, if you're a really rich American, you want to keep things like as they are.
Mm.
And that's kind of what conservatism is. I wouldn't be surprised. Plus, your taxes are low.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's lots of reasons to stay a Republican if you have money.
What's the one that I vote for when I keep my privilege?
What do you mean?
Like if...
What are you talking about?
Because I've been trying to explain to people, like, the thing about privilege is that it's really nice.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's why people want to keep it. Mm. So which party do I vote for where I get to stay privileged?
Freed Front Plus.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Is that what you're going to go for?
Vibe.
I'll tell you. This country, I don't know who to vote for. We're having these municipal elections this year. Honest to God, I do not know who to vote for. I have no idea. I'm completely confused. I don't like any of them, for starters, and I'm not the kind of person who's going to be a conscientious objector and not go and vote, so I don't know what to do.
I just really like the hats that the EFF have. I think they'd go well with my wardrobe.
Oh. Aren't we classy with berets?
We could do berets.
Yeah. I like a beret. I like a beret. It's very sort of like revolutionary.
Harassed Mom says, totally loving Nina on cliffcentral.com this morning. Harassed Mom.
Harassed Mom.
Yeah.
See, that's the type of fan that that's the kind of person that would like me. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Someone with a history of violence.
And Divuyo Chichonga says...
Let me help you pronounce that.
It's Chichonga. Divoyo Chichonga.
Okay, yeah, that's
you're not the
cool.
only white person who could say like names properly.
Yeah, actually, you're really good. That's something I must commend you on.
Well, it's the least you could do.
Just get someone's name right.
Imagine if some guy called Francois comes here and you keep calling him Francois.
Yeah, I would probably do that on purpose.
He's going to correct you.
Why?
Just to piss him off.
I don't understand. Can I tell you what really I find very odd?
Mm.
Is black people who tolerate white people who don't say their names properly. Mm. Like you keep calling him Sipu.
Mm.
And he goes... Yeah, sure. No problem. Cool. Yeah. I'm Sipu. Like, why do you tolerate that?
Okay, Sipu.
All you need to do is once or twice say Sipo.
Yeah.
Until he or she gets it right.
If you can say twee buffels met een skoot mors dood geskiet fontein, I'm sure you can say Sipo.
What's even worse than that is now the black people who've like changed the way they pronounce the name to make it easy for other people.
Wow.
So hi, I'm Kitlegu.
What?
You aren't Kitlegu.
No way. There's no such thing.
I swear to Buddha.
Isn't that the guy on Espresso, Kitlegu?
Yeah.
It is, right? That's what he calls himself.
Yes, but he calls himself Katle.
Does he?
That is hilarious. Because he's my boy.
I thought he was going to try and make it easier
for
wives.
Did you just go like in a sports guy voice? Like, that's my boy.
Yo,
like,
what do you mean? But
I can't
fight down, doll.
See this.
All right. All right. Let's wrangle this circus. Ben, what else is going on? You have some stories you want to tell us in the news.
Yeah, Gareth, airline travel.
What's happening in airline travel?
It's getting worse and worse.
How? Where?
Well, you know, that there's been like premium economy. And there's various ways of how you can now go low cost, but you get various things you can pick and choose from.
Now, hang on. As far as I know, because this premium economy confuses the hell out of me.
Well,
you
get business class. Really.
If you're really on a very, very big, expensive airline, you can get first class, then you get business class, then you get economy. Those are the only three categories I understand.
That's how it was when air travel made sense and we weren't being absolutely screwed by these companies, right?
Okay.
So premium economy is basically just economy seats that you used to book because you knew what a plane configuration was.
Mm-hmm.
So emergency seats in the front, leg room. And then they were like, well, hang on a second. We can just charge more and call it premium economy. You're still getting economy. There's no lounge.
Yeah, they're not gonna,
like that.
They're not going to let you sit at the bar or use the Sheik's shower in the front.
Mm.
Exactly. It's all bollocks. But now there is basic economy.
Oh, no. That sounds bad.
Now, look, obviously the
American... Is that the one near the toilets?
I have an embarrassing story, but anyway, we'll save it.
No, please.
So I don't like talking about shit, but now this actually happened to me. I ate something on a flight that didn't agree with me. And
okay, go ahead.
Why, thank you. It was very embarrassing, and I had to use the loo on the flight. And It was just very embarrassing. I don't like having to use loos in public. Now you've got an entire audience of people that you can't escape from.
Oh, no. So what? What's this all about?
It's just embarrassing is all.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
So did you...
I had to, like, you know, you don't want to go in the... Carry on, Ben.
So this kind of basic economy, otherwise known as last class.
Oh, that's
so this
bad.
Is when you're a prisoner to the airline. So you
may as well have stowed away in the
pottery
undercarriage.
So Gareth, if the two of us want to fly basic economy, we're not sitting next to each other, right? So if we check in and we go, "Hi, I'd like a," the moment you say "I would like it," they go, you don't like shit. You're getting this. And they give you the seats always in the middle. And it's like they find who the fat people are and basic economy will between the two. You don't get the flexibility of changing your flights or anything like that. You basically will sit in mismatching middle seats around the airline. So basic economy is taking where every single complete human right of a player.
But this is a trade-off because if you're a cheap schnorrer and you don't want to spend anything more than the bare minimum. And I know people like this.
I know a lot of people like this. Rich people like this.
Well,
and they
the
don't want to spend a cent. They don't care if you put them between Chewbacca and Jabba the Hutt. They'll take it.
But this is the thing. So people have been like focus grouped around this. And some people are actually okay with getting everything taken out for low-cost airlines. But this is where the catch comes in, right? These airlines are basically saying, hey, cool. They seem to be okay with that. So we're going to make the base price there. And then they're going to go, oh, no, I don't want basic economy. I'll upgrade to kind of normal, whatever. But now that normal is going to be more expensive, and they're building in these false economies within the offerings. Wow.
I love the way economy is now. Premium economy, and basic economy.
But basic economy, just then you think, I'm totally scoring here. And you look at the price, you go, cool. And then when they put the prices up, you go, you know what? Today I actually don't want to be cattle. I want a window seat. And now you're paying more for what used to be a very standard thing.
Which used to just be luck of the draw often, depending on how early you booked. You know what? I got an email the other day. I booked a flight to Cape Town, and I got an email 2 days after I booked the flight saying, hey, would you like to fly business? Make us an offer.
Wow.
This is on SAA.
Really?
And then they give you a sliding scale and they say, how much would you be willing to pay for an upgrade?
Really?
Yeah. And you put in, say, $800. And if they accept your offer, they tell you 2 days before you've been accepted.
Wow.
And
guys.
They take the $800 off, or they don't take the $800 off and you stay in economy. Isn't that cool?
So it's like a bidding system.
It's an auction.
Wow.
So they fill up business and whatever you're willing to pay, they'll either accept, or if they're people who are offering more, they'll accept theirs.
I don't know if we're going forwards or backwards. I actually don't know.
It's kind of shit if you pay full price of business and you get some pleb with smelly feet next to you, though.
Wow. See that privilege.
No, that's just basic consideration of using your money wisely.
Nina has stinky feet in planes. What's your problem?
It's like the whole reason you spend more is because you want certain things.
Yes.
No, sure.
Why must that
like
be
exclusivity.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And privilege.
Like, yeah, like me, like why I live in Northcliffe.
Yes, exactly. So you live.
I'll talk about your mama and her mom for her.
All right, ma'am. Please keep. I'm going to have to cut you off if you carry on like this.
Now go ahead.
All right. Is there anything else we need to cover in the news?
I'm good. I think that's about the most important thing now that you've crushed Kanye for me.
Yeah, sorry about that. Leroy Mokgatle is going to come in a moment or two. This guy is like a teen ballet star. Now,
really?
I know about ballet is that I've fallen asleep in it on the one occasion that I went. Don't take this personally.
I love ballet.
I am terrible. Nina.
Is it not your vibe?
I went once. It was long ago. There was a girlfriend of mine who was big into this, and she took me to the State Theater.
Stars Theater.
Okay, and it was some famous ballet. Like, it's one that everybody should see.
Mm.
I thought, all right, how bad could this be? I'm going to be open-minded.
Mm.
I fell asleep.
Well, the thing is, they are long. I took my grand to go watch Swan Lake, and it was, it was quite hectic because she had to walk up all the steps, and it was a whatever.
She completely, she's...
She was like, it was all right. She's like, Russians.
Russians. They enslaved our people. Serbs.
It's all right.
All right. I just couldn't, and believe me, there's definitely an appreciation in me for the arts. I'm not a complete Philistine.
Mm.
But ballet, I really need someone to help me crack. I do not understand.
Can't you appreciate the muscles, though? I mean, and the discipline and like seeing people. Ben, what are your thoughts on ballet?
It's the most extreme athletes are ballerinas.
Totally.
Really?
Massively.
Ballerinas and gymnasts. Yeah. Some of the most naturally strong and flexible and physically gifted human beings in the world.
And also the amount of work that they do, like in terms of training. Because I've got like a karate history. So the ballerinas use the same muscle groups as
we do. You ever beaten anyone up?
Yeah, I put people in hospital. Are you joking?
You really have?
No, really, really.
You put people in hospital?
Well, the one year I got disqualified because it's semi-contact, but like I lost my temper. And then I burst this chick's kidneys.
You what?
Yeah, I kicked her so hard that she had to go to hospital in the kidneys.
You burst her kidneys?
Yeah,
you're
well,
a
she
monster.
Pissed me off, you know?
What did she do?
Well, she it's supposed to be semi-contact, and she didn't stick to the rules, so I was like, well, let me teach you a lesson. Yep. Don't play games with me. Exactly like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's actual sound from the occasion when you burst her kidneys. What is wrong with you?
Well, you know, just stick to the rules and then you're not going to get hurt. Simple.
Or stick to staying calm, Nina.
Guys.
I'm saying this because you're behind glass. Wouldn't say this to your face.
All right, so we're going to speak to Leroy Mokgatle just now. He's a teen ballet star. We're going to find out. He was told he was too short to become a principal dancer, but he decided, screw you, I'm going to prove you all wrong. I like people like that.
Mm.
So we'll speak to him in a moment. And then we've also got a dude popping in called Pule Mashilo. I met this guy. He was at the court when I went to court against Mnet. He was just chilling there. He's a law student, but he listens to our show.
Oh, dope.
And he decided to come and support.
Oh, cool.
So I thought it would be fun to find out what he's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So all of that's happening between now and 9 o'clock. CliffCentral.com. Hope you're ready for a good 1st of March. Can you believe it's already the third month of the year?
Wow.
This year is running away with us. CliffCentral.com.